Broadcasting live from the beautiful Renaissance Atlanta Waverly Hotel and Convention Center, it's TyCon Southeast 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here live at TyCon Southeast 2014. We're in the beautiful Renaissance Waverly Hotel in Cobb County, Georgia. And I got with me one of the early COBA pilot company CEOs.
Yes, sir.
Miss Heather Creeran.
You got it. Very good.
All right, Heather. You went through the COBA. Well, first, let's educate our listener. COBA, what does that stand for?
The COBA board is the Council of the Board of Advisors, and it's a pillar that TAI provides to mid and later stage companies to help provide them with a board of advisors. It's like a board of directors to really help guide the growth of the business, the success of the business. And when I was president and CEO at CSI Laboratories, we were one of the first companies to you know, have the benefit of this organization. We had a fabulous board of advisors that really helped me as the CEO, you know, grow a successful company.
So now you were the CEO and you had a period of time where you didn't have a board of advisors, I take it.
Yes, and as many CEOs know, that can be a very lonely position at times. So it was really nice to be able to bring in a strong team of executives. And, you know, we were in the healthcare space. CSI Laboratories is a national cancer diagnostics company. And our board actually did not have a lot of healthcare experience, but it was Karen Robinson, who's the president of TAI, and Becky Blaylock and Don Chapman, and just tremendous experience building and growing companies, exiting companies in a number of different industries. And Becky obviously was chief technology officer or CIO at Georgia Southern, and so brought tremendous experience on the business side, on the technical side, and again, really helping do the sorts of things that you need to do in a company at various stages, and making sure as the CEO I was thinking ahead appropriately of things that we needed to be preparing for as the company grew and scaled.
Now, what was the pain that you were having that you were like, you know what, maybe it's time for me to get this board of advisors thing going because I've been going at it alone?
Well, many different. I think anytime you're growing a company, whether it's recruiting and trying to grow, you've got this rapidly growing company and you're trying to bring in, you know, exceptional technical staff and the challenges around that, but also just sort of the nuts and bolts things of building a business and putting compensation plans together and having relationships with bankers and accountants and such, so you can really grow a solid business. I would say that they really helped in that area. And I was the CEO, and there was an owner-founder that obviously was central to the company. And so really having this board helped me manage him as well and help bring credibility to the sorts of things that we wanted to do and needed to do. And so they really helped in that process.
Now, take us to that first meeting when you had the board there, and were you nervous? Were you excited? Were you afraid they were going to yell at you about something? What were the emotions you were feeling?
Goodness, no. It was actually it was a very exciting thing. And really, the first meeting to me, I had met them. I certainly had known Karen for many years, and I was really excited about working with them, teaching them about our business, and really helping provide them what they needed to, so they could really help the company.
Right.
And so it was a very exciting day because it was a lot about this is who we are, these are the challenges we're facing, and you know, just immediately they brought so much to the table. It was terrific.
Now, was it hard to communicate? Because you had to give them, they had to kind of immerse themselves in your business in a short period of time, I would imagine.
Yes.
And then they had to, you know, kind of stay with you for a period of time so they can execute some of the things they come up with. Was that a difficult process, the educate? Like, which part was more challenging?
Well, I think education ongoing, because as I said, these were not folks that had healthcare experience. And healthcare, as you probably heard from a number of the talks here and Jay speaking up there, it's a heavily regulated industry. It's a different animal, the way reimbursement works. I mean, it's not like, you know, you go rent a car and you drop a credit card. You go to healthcare, you go to your doctor, you don't know what they're going to charge you. You don't know what you're paying. You don't know what your insurance company's paying. And as a provider, you're on the other side. You're doing all this work, and you don't know how much or if you're going to get paid.
Get reimbursed, and then the time that it takes to get reimbursed, and then you might have to battle, and then...
So I do remember looking up at one point when I explained to the group kind of how reimbursement works and just sort of seeing the shocked look on their face.
They're like, are you sure you want to stay in this business?
Yeah, sure you want to stay in this business, and oh, wow, they're going to have to learn here. But so, no, it was a, you know, education was an ongoing process, but it was a fun process, and these were really smart, really intuitive people who really knew how to just slice to the core of problems and issues and really help come up with creative ways, even if they didn't know the answer, creative ways to think about them, and were very gracious in opening up their network and connecting me and us with, you know, really top quality vendors and partners to work with to get through these sorts of things and grow. So it was a very good experience.
So now, did they help you more in solving problems or just kind of growing your business?
I would say both. And I think, you know, they really helped with just sort of the nuts and bolts of what you need to build a good business, which it doesn't matter what industry you're in. There's things that you need to do as a company, again, whether it's, you know, the accountants that you work with, the bankers that you work with, the relationships that you build, how the culture that you build in a company. So, you know, that transcends industry. And I would say they were extremely helpful in all of those areas.
Now, having gone through, how long does the program last? Is that a year or 2 years?
Well, I was with CSI, with the COBA board, for a year. We had 4 meetings, and I think the actual COBA program continues as long as the board and the company.
Right. It's kind of a mutual, I think.
Exactly.
Now, you were able to then exit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was that because they did such a great job, the company... was just your own personal...
It was more personal of me exiting CSI and leaving the company. Again, there was an owner-founder, and so I exited CSI and decided I had new opportunities that I wanted to pursue. Healthcare is changing very dramatically, and so I really have taken this opportunity to work with different healthcare companies in a consulting capacity to help them navigate these new waters. And really, there's lots of companies trying to figure out how to be and stay relevant in this new environment. So it's working with different teams and different challenges.
Now, were you able to take any of the learnings that you had by going through the COBA and transfer that to maybe some new opportunities for yourself?
Well, I think... Sure. I think, you know, having been able to not just know, but work within a business with people who get to understand your business and help you think about things and solve problems, those are, you know, life lessons, not just applicable to one organization. So certainly they have helped me, you know, personally, professionally, and I'm able to bring that to different companies that I work with.
Now, you would recommend companies of a certain size to take advantage of this COBA? Don't you think it's kind of an underutilized, or maybe people don't know about it as much as they should?
I think exactly. It's very new and it's very worthwhile, and I think people don't necessarily think about it. And I think many times you get an owner-founder in a situation where, you know, maybe they have an informal network. But I think it really is important to have a formal network of folks that you bring in expressly for that purpose, that really get to dig in and understand your business and hold you accountable, you know, from a meeting-to-meeting perspective on things that you need to bring back or projects that you need to move forward. So, as I said, the CEO role can be a very, very lonely position at times, and so it's a good sort of support structure to have.
Now in your new role as a healthcare consultant, you're working with some interesting opportunities, right?
Actually, yes. I've been working with a lady, she's an MD, PhD at Emory, Dr. Frances Unyun Lee, and she's developed some interesting diagnostic technologies, and we're working on possibly commercializing them. And you may have been reading about measles and mumps outbreaks around the country, which, unfortunately, parents not vaccinating their children.
Wow, that's an unintended consequence of these celebrity experts, huh?
We won't mention any names, Jenny McCarthy, but yes, and unfortunately, it's created this, and there's, you know, there are outbreaks in Massachusetts and Ohio. And
we were supposed to be done with this.
We were done with this, but now it's back. And so, anyway, but we have an interesting diagnostic that's, you know, a little better, a little cheaper, a little faster. And we just got a grant with the CDC that we're going to be working with them on. So it's very exciting.
And it, is that at the stage, does it have a website, or you guys are
No. It's Microbiplex, but it's really, really early. Really early. We may soon, though.
Now,
yes.
are you a gun for hire out there in the healthcare world? Are you looking for opportunities?
Certainly, yes. I'm looking for opportunities. I'm looking for, there's so much going on, and there's so much change, and I really would like to find a nice fit for myself to bring my skill set to another company and to be able to really drive it forward. I've been very successful in the cancer diagnostics world and looking for new opportunities.
Do you have a personal website, or is there a way to reach you?
I am on Twitter, Heather_Creran, C-R-E-R-A-N.
All right, Heather. Well, thank you so much for being part of this today.
Thank you so much. Take care.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at TICON Southeast.